Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm glad you're here because we got our good friend Janet Christie back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Janet is a consultant extraordinaire to businesses, small businesses like yours and mine, especially women-owned business. She focuses a lot of her attention on helping women put their best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned, and sometimes she helps women get their 8A certification and those kinds of designation that helps them do more business with the government. And she's here to talk to us about some really important stuff. Janet, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. By the way, and happy Entrepreneurship Week.
Oh, yes.
You know, this is the second annual Entrepreneurship Week, Janet, and it is an official week, and I say official meaning that people like me and the NFIB and other people recognize it as Entrepreneurship Week. Small Business Week, this is not to be confused with Small Business Week, actually comes later in the year, October and May, and it kind of... The official federal government's recognition of Small Business Week kind of moves around at the whim of the SBA, to be honest with you.
Maybe that's why I can't ever remember what it is.
Well, you can't remember it because the SBA, it's kind of when the SBA plans their big Small Business Week celebration, and so it's never really the same week. It's never the same week, in fact. This year it's in April. Next year it's going to be probably, who knows, maybe in May sometime. So Entrepreneurship Week is this week in February every year, at least for the last 2 years. So congratulations on that. Isn't it about time that more and more people recognize the contribution that entrepreneurs made?
It definitely is time. People talk about it, but I'm not sure, you know, that entrepreneurship is important, but I'm not sure they really understand its importance.
And you're seeing, as I am, the increased role, the increased numbers, the increased critical mass that women are playing in the marketplace of entrepreneurs.
Oh, yes. Of course, we have the statistics that's the fastest growing type of business, but I think that they're adding so much more to the economy, and every week I talk with somebody who is about to start a business, just has started a business, or is in their first year or two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things, there are a number of areas that women have been getting help in the area of access to capital. That was a mechanical thing almost, something that could be fixed and has pretty much been fixed, I think. Don't you think women have that the old access to capital barrier for women, if not completely down, it's pretty much down?
I think that the offer and the availability is what you described, that it's there, but I think that women are not asking for it as much maybe as they could be.
Well, and so why aren't they asking for it? Is it self-confidence? Is it lack of confidence? Or is it just inexperience? What's the reason?
Inexperience may be part of it, but I think a lot of times it is that they don't ask because they assume that they won't get it.
Yeah.
So they may be living
That's lack of confidence.
It is lack
See,
of
whereas
confidence.
a guy's ego will drive him right in there and say, you know what, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far?
Yeah, and if the answer's no, it'll be why not?
Yeah, and I'll say, well, you know what? There's another bank around the corner. I'll catch you later. and I march right over to the other bank and say, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? I've said this to you before, and I've said it on my show before. If I could give women one thing, and my women experts like you agree with me on this, it would be an extra shot of self-confidence.
Yes, and not believing old stereotypes or old ways of doing things, which, like, it's still the basis is lack of self-confidence. But if they had more confidence, they would say, "Who cares what happened in the past?"
Right. Or they wouldn't doubt themselves so much. Now a little bit of self-doubt can be handy because it'll cause you to do a better job. It'll cause you to seek excellence. But once you've done everything you can possibly do, you got to go with that, don't you?
Yes, you do. And you're right. Self-doubt, and you have to evaluate. And is your business idea really a business idea, or is it just that you want to make a little money off your hobby? You've got to do those things before you go and ask for the money or go and ask for the sale. But you've got to go.
Well, and you can't obsess about it. If there's something you don't have that you really wish you did have, you can't obsess about that. You got to just say, you know what, maybe one day.
Yes. I have found something very frustrating recently because I get asked to come to organizations to speak or to sit in on meetings and even sometimes to participate in panels or boards and things. And everybody in those groups wants to talk about how bad the situation is, but when I start talking about solutions, they let me talk. They're very patient, let me talk. Then they go back to the problem. I mean, you know, talking about the problem and airing it out and, you know, how.
So now, are these predominantly women or group women meetings where most of the people there are women? Most or all the people there are women?
Most of the people are there.
Yeah.
If it's an organization, usually there will be some men on the board.
Yeah.
And, of course, the women will be spread across the ethnicities and that kind
right.
of thing.
Right.
But it is predominantly women. And
you know,
what the kicker is, it's groups that are supposed to be helping women entrepreneurs.
They're supposed to be solving problems, aren't they?
Well, that would be the
and
way I would
and,
be.
And you're saying that they're not getting down to the problem solving. Now, folks, this is an important point here, and this is something that I've been observing more and more recently, and that I'm glad Janet's here to talk to us about this. You know the book Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, where John Gray talks about the fact that women want their men to listen to them as they explain their problems. They don't want them necessarily to help them solve their problems. I want you to hold on to that thought because Janet and I are going to talk about this when we come back. Ladies, this is a very, very important conversation for you if you want to be successful and grow your small business. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Janet Christie is our guest. She's the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned.
Hi, Jim. This is Jack Mitchell, author of Hug Your Customers and Hug Your People. Jim, congratulations. You are simply a world-class Hall of Fame hugger. Best to you, your family, and all of your listeners.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. That's the song from the Wayback Machine, the Isley Brothers. And we got our good friend Janet Christie joining us. She's the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. Janet, give us your website and tell us where we can find the book.
The website is www.leverageanddevelopment.com. That's the name of my company. And the book is available Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at most bookstores.
Now, folks, we're gonna be talking about some issues here, and Janet wants you to send her your opinion about some of the things we're gonna say. So, Janet, give us your email address so they can send it to you.
It is Janet, J-A-N-E-T, at leverageanddevelopment.com.
Leverage and development, two D's there together, leverageanddevelopment.com. What we were talking about is that we went to the break. I was talking about John Gray's book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And he says in there that women don't want men to solve their problems for them. They just want them to listen to them. And I've been hearing that now for all these years. And I've asked other women. I've asked women this, Janet. I've said, is that true? And everyone to the woman has said, 100% of the women I've asked that has said, that's exactly right. I don't want you to solve my problem. I just want you to listen to me. And so over time, Janet, I have, and by the way, Janet, you know that I don't have to take a back seat to anybody when it comes to promoting women business owners. I got a letter from a president of the United States congratulating me on this. I've been doing this a long time. I want women to be successful. I've been doing everything I can possibly do. However, we have to get down to brass tacks, Janet. And so it occurred to me that if that's the case, if women are wired that way, is that getting in the way of them solving problems in their businesses? Because, Janet, at some point in time, you got to quit talking about a problem. You got to quit managing it. You got to fix it and get rid of it.
Well, it must be true, because I've frustrated a few women business owners or women that are thinking about starting a business by pushing them a little bit to make a decision or to move forward and stop talking about starting a business. And I have, in the workshops that I do, especially the Should My Business Be Certified, which, you know, helps people supposed to be people who are already in business explore the possibility of and benefits of certification. But usually about a third of the people will be people that are thinking about or just about to start a business. The problem is they've been thinking about it for 3 or 4 years. So maybe they just like you said, talking about it. Maybe that's all they want to do. But if that's the case, then maybe they shouldn't be spending their money on workshops to try to take them forward.
Exactly. And see, here's the thing that I have noticed is that women are really good managers. They're outstanding multitaskers. They're outstanding managers. But as I look at what they're working on, as I know a little bit more about what they're working on, I realize that they're managing 10 issues when they really should be managing 7. Three, and 7 of them they should have done away with them a year ago.
Sometimes maybe they don't know when it's done and they can file it away. Women are also very good sales and marketing people, but so what I see is they don't know who to sell and market to. So again, they're just kind of talking about their product and instead of finding a prospect.
And another thing, and folks, this is coming from somebody who's trained a lot of salespeople, as I have, and many of them were women. One of the things, and folks, this is, Janet and I both are talking about this, ladies, with love. There's an incredible amount of love and hope for you that we say this to you. Women are not always the best closers, Janet.
Oh, yes.
And see, that's, to me, closing, making a close. And I don't mean closing a sale. I mean making a trial close as you go along to try to get the customer to make a decision ultimately. Those are little bitty problems being solved, aren't they?
Yes, that's true. I say all the time that women don't ask. They don't ask for the loan, as we were talking about earlier. They don't ask for the sale. They don't ask for to be able to compete. They don't ask to be on the vendor list. They don't ask.
Yeah. Well, and so ladies, what does this mean to you? You know, does it sound like we've been beating up on you? No, what we're saying is look around you, check your position. Are you growing your business well? Are you got enough customers? Are you losing the competition? Are you finding as much success as you think your effort should produce? Well, the answer is no, maybe you need to say, you know what, maybe I need to quit managing these problems and fix them, get rid of them. And maybe I need to feel like I'm just as justified in asking for this business as anybody. What do you think, Janet?
Oh, they should definitely feel justified. If they're afraid of competition, if they'll just ask a couple of times and win a few, even if they're small sales or small successes, the taste of that will start to propel them forward.
Do women need to give themselves permission to succeed?
Yes, I have said that many times that women, and I don't, you know, I'm from the South, but maybe it's Southern women, but I think it's everywhere. They don't give themselves permission.
Janet, give us your website again, folks. Go ahead.
www.leverageanddevelopment.com.
Or Janet is janet@leverageanddevelopment.com. If you want to weigh in on this, folks, and contact Janet, give her your thoughts, and she'll bring those back and report it back to us. Thanks, Janet, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.